Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Have you ever wondered why a simple look of disapproval can ruin your whole day? Or why a casual comment from a stranger has the power to make you question all your decisions? The truth is that we live as slaves to the opinions of others, and we don't even realize it. But here's the interesting part. The Stoic philosophers of ancient Rome had already cracked this code more than 2,000 years ago. They knew something that we have forgotten, something that could free you forever from that invisible prison you've built for yourself. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you three Stoic lessons that will completely change your relationship with other people's opinions. This isn't about becoming insensitive or pretending you don't care about anything. It's about something much deeper and far more powerful. And I'll tell you up front, the third lesson will surprise you, because it's the opposite of what you've probably been doing your entire life. But before we begin, let me share a story that perfectly illustrates what we're going to explore today. There was once a craftsman named Marcus who lived in a small town of the Roman Empire. Marcus was known for creating the most beautiful clay pots in the entire region, but he had a problem. He couldn't stop worrying about what others thought of his work. Every morning when he opened his workshop, his heart raced as he wondered if customers would approve of his creations. One day, after overhearing two women criticize the color of one of his pots, Marcus decided to completely change his style. He painted all his pieces in a shade he had heard praised the week before. But when he displayed them, other customers complained that he had lost his personal touch. Confused, Marcus changed again, this time imitating the style of a craftsman from the capital whom everyone admired. The cycle repeated itself over and over. Marcus changed colors, shapes, and techniques, always chasing the approval of those who passed through his workshop. His work became inconsistent, his artistic identity disappeared. And ironically, the more he tried to please everyone, the less satisfied anyone was. One afternoon, exhausted and frustrated, Marcus sat on the floor of his workshop surrounded by half-finished pots, each one a reflection of a different opinion he had tried to satisfy. That's when an old philosopher who had been observing his struggle for months came to him. The wise man said, "Marcus, you've turned your workshop into a mirror of other people's desires, but you've forgotten to reflect your own soul. A pot made to please everyone pleases no one, because it lacks the authenticity that can only come from someone who creates with honesty." That night, Marcus reflected deeply on these words. The next day, he decided to do something radical. He created exactly what he himself considered beautiful, without thinking about anyone else's opinions. The pot that emerged from his hands was unlike anything he had ever made before. It had something special, something authentic. Curiously, that piece became the most valued of his entire career, not because it pleased everyone, but because it finally expressed the true essence of its creator. This story teaches us something fundamental that the Stoics understood perfectly well. The desperate search for other people's approval takes us away from our true nature, and paradoxically, makes us less worthy of respect. If you find value in this content, I invite you to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss any lesson that could transform the way you see life. Now then, let's begin with the first Stoic lesson. Lesson 1, the illusion of control over other people's opinions. The Stoics had a fundamental maxim that changed the lives of millions of people throughout history. There are things that depend on us and things that do not depend on us. Sounds simple, right? But this seemingly simple distinction is the key to freeing yourself from the suffering caused by other people's opinions. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic masters, explained it brilliantly. It is not the things themselves that disturb men, but their judgments about those things. And here's the interesting part. If other people's opinions about you do not depend on you, why do you waste so much energy trying to control them? Think about it for a moment. How many times have you changed your behavior, your way of dressing, or even your opinions, just to gain someone else's approval? It's like trying to control the weather with your thoughts. You can wish for it, worry about it, even perform rituals hoping to influence it, but the reality is that the weather will do what it will do, regardless of your efforts. The same thing happens with other people's opinions. Every person who meets you filters you through their own mental lens, built from their experiences, fears, insecurities, values, and countless other factors that have absolutely nothing to do with you. When someone gives an opinion about you, they are speaking more about themselves than about you. The Stoics understood that trying to control what others think is a lost battle from the very start. It's like trying to stop the wind with your bare hands. Not only is it impossible, but the effort drains and frustrates you unnecessarily. But here's the liberating part. Once you accept that other people's opinions are completely outside your control, you can redirect all that wasted energy toward what you can control. And that, my friend, is where your true power lies. Lesson 2. The inner court versus the outer court. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, wrote in his Meditations something that should be engraved in the mind of every person. How much time he gains who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does, but only at what he does himself. The Stoics spoke of two courts, the inner court and the outer court. The outer court is made up of all the people around you, each with their own criteria, prejudices, and limitations. It is a chaotic, inconsistent court where the rules are constantly changing and where you can never be sure what the verdict will be. The inner court, on the other hand, is you. It is your own conscience, your own values, your own sense of what is right and what is wrong. It is the only court whose verdict truly matters, because it is the only one before which you must give an account every night when you lay your head on the pillow. But here's the problem. Most of us have inverted this relationship. We give more weight to the outer court than to the inner one. We value the opinion of a stranger on social media more than our own honest evaluation of our actions. The Stoics knew this inversion is the root of much of human suffering. When your self-worth depends on external factors, you become a leaf in the wind, moving according to the currents of opinion around you. One day you're up because someone praised you, the next you're down because someone criticized you. Seneca expressed it masterfully. Every new beginning comes from the end of some other beginning. When you stop seeking external validation, you begin to build an inner fortress that no one can tear down. Imagine for a moment what your life would be like if you truly didn't care what others think. I don't mean becoming arrogant or dismissive, but having the peace of knowing that your worth as a person does not fluctuate according to other people's opinions. You could make decisions based on your own values, not on what you expect others to approve of. You could express your authentic ideas without the filter of what will they say. You could pursue your dreams without the paralysis caused by fear of judgment. This is the freedom the Stoics promised, and
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
It is entirely attainable, but it requires a fundamental shift in how you understand value and approval. The inner court is not easier than the outer one, but it is more just and more consistent. When you evaluate yourself, you can consider the full context of your actions, your intentions, and the circumstances surrounding you. When others judge you, they only see a fraction of the story. Moreover, the inner court is the only one that can truly help you grow. External criticism can sometimes be useful, but honest and constructive self-criticism is what really pushes you forward. The Stoics practiced a nightly exercise they called the examination of conscience. Every night, before going to sleep, they reviewed their actions of the day. Did I act according to my values? Did I do the right thing in that situation? What can I improve tomorrow? This exercise strengthens the inner court and helps you develop an independent moral compass. Over time, you discover that the approval you were always seeking was within you all along. Lesson 3: The Paradox of Authenticity. And here we arrive at the most counterintuitive lesson of all, the one that probably goes against everything you've been taught about human relationships. The Stoics discovered something fascinating. The more authentic you are, the more genuine respect you generate, but paradoxically, the less you care about that respect. Epictetus had a very particular way of explaining this. He said that people are like actors in a play. Some actors are so worried about the audience's reaction that they forget to perform their role correctly. They spend their time glancing at the stands, seeking approval, adjusting their performance according to the murmurs they hear. The result is a forced, unconvincing performance that satisfies neither the actor nor the audience. Other actors, however, immerse themselves completely in their role. They live the character with such intensity and authenticity that the audience cannot help but be captivated, even if the story is not necessarily what they expected to see. Which do you think generates more genuine admiration? Here's what no one probably told you. People do not respect the desperation to please. Subconsciously, we can all detect when someone is performing to impress us, and that detection produces the opposite effect of what's intended. It's like a social sixth sense that everyone possesses. The Stoics understood that authenticity cannot be faked. Either you are authentic, or you're not. And being authentic requires something most people are not willing to do, except that not everyone will like you. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." This phrase applies perfectly to our relationship with the opinions of others. If you believe you need everyone's approval to be valuable, you will never learn the true worth of authenticity. But here comes the truly liberating part of this lesson. When you finally stop trying to be who others want you to be and start being who you truly are, something magical happens. The right people are naturally drawn to you and the wrong ones drift away on their own. It's as if the universe itself begins to conduct a natural selection of your relationships. You no longer have to waste energy maintaining masks or playing roles that don't belong to you. the people who remain in your life are those who genuinely appreciate your real essence. Seneca described it as the freedom of being hated for the right reasons instead of being loved for the wrong ones. I would rather be rejected for being who I am than be accepted for being who I'm not. In the first case, I keep my integrity. In the second, I lose my soul in the process. This does not mean that you should be rude, inconsiderate, or disrespectful toward others. The Stoics always emphasize the importance of virtue and compassion. It's more about being honest with yourself and others about your values, your boundaries, and your authentic opinions. Do you know what the most surprising side effect of authenticity is? You become more interesting. Authentic people are like social magnets, because we live in a world full of masks and performances. When someone dares to be real, they naturally stand out. Think of it this way. Who would you rather spend time with? Someone who always agrees with you and never expresses their own opinion, or someone who has unique perspectives and the courage to share them respectfully? Authenticity also has another less obvious benefit. It frees you from the mental exhaustion that comes from maintaining multiple versions of yourself. You no longer have to remember which mask to wear with each person, which opinions to express in each context, or how to adjust your personality depending on the audience. The Stoics practiced what they called living according to nature, and for them, this meant living according to your rational and virtuous nature, not according to the shifting expectations of social environments. Marcus Aurelius often did an exercise. He imagined himself as the last person on earth. In that hypothetical situation, how would he act? What decisions would he make? What values would he follow? The answers to these questions revealed his true nature, free from the influence of external opinions. That is the kind of clarity Stoic philosophy can give you. When you remove the noise of others' expectations, you can hear more clearly the voice of your own inner wisdom. But be careful. This lesson comes with an important warning. Authenticity without compassion can turn into cruelty. Honesty without tact can needlessly hurt others. The Stoics always balanced authenticity with the virtue of respect toward others. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can be completely true to yourself without trampling those around you. It's an art that requires practice, but once you master it, you experience a freedom most people never know. The final paradox is this: when you stop desperately needing the approval of others, paradoxically, you begin to receive the very respect and admiration you always sought. But by then, you no longer need it to feel complete. And here we come to the end of this journey, but in truth it is only the beginning of yours. Marcus, our Roman craftsman, taught us that true mastery is not in pleasing everyone, but in creating from authenticity. The three lessons we have explored today are not just abstract philosophical concepts. They are practical tools you can begin applying right now. Remember, you cannot control what others think of you, but you can choose how much importance you give to those opinions. Your inner court is the only one that truly counts. And authenticity, though it may seem risky at first, is what will free you from the invisible prison you have built for yourself. The Stoics left us with an invaluable gift, the understanding that true freedom is not found in the external world, but in how we choose to respond to it. When you incorporate these lessons into your daily life, you will not only stop suffering from other people's opinions, but you will also discover something far more valuable: the unshakable peace that comes from living in harmony with yourself. If this content has resonated with you, share it with someone who also needs to hear this message. And remember, the path to inner freedom is not easy, but every step you take brings you closer to the person you are truly meant to be.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.